Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Umminkor, and each week we will bring you an important message as we explore how to detox toxic relationships. The aim of this podcast is for you to unlock your own inner knowing, your own inner greatness, so you can know how to heal from the impact of a toxic relationship, so you can get your life back on track and live your best life. After all, we are all worthy of loving our life. So the way we view ourselves and the world changes after a narcissistic relationship, and that is completely understandable. And it's understandable that you want to heal that because you just don't feel like yourself anymore. Whoever we are right now is what we're going to take into our next relationship. So sometimes we might think, okay, it's going to be different in the next relationship with a that's not going to be a narcissist. But unfortunately, because we're different, we take that difference into the next relationship. So let's really look at this. How is it possible that no matter what we do, that it goes into the next relationship? The problem is that most relationships will put us under pressure at some point. You know, it's like people will trigger us. And the way I like to see trigger is imagine an orange. You know, it doesn't matter who squeezes an orange, as in puts pressure on an orange, you will get orange juice. That's what's inside. It's going to come out. So if we're carrying some trauma, it's going to come out at some point. And this is really important, this analogy, because I want you to take this into anything that you do moving forward. If you see someone reacting under stress in a way that you don't like, you can tell so much from a person when they're under pressure. Now, look, we all have certain traumas, we all overreact when we're under pressure, but there's slight differences in the way the narcissist will be under pressure and how you will be under pressure, and I'll talk you through some of that. But if you're looking to heal yourself, so you heal and become a better version of yourself after the narcissistic relationship, and you don't want to allow the narcissist to change you into someone that you're not, and you're really genuinely looking to invest in yourself and change yourself, then do apply for the free one-to-one session with either myself or someone in my team, where we can look at what is it that you need to do to actually move forward. We give you a clarity session. What therapy do you need to do to move forward? So if you're serious about healing yourself, then it's well worth you actually looking at, how do I do this? What have I already done? And how can I move forward? The reason is everyone will have issues under pressure, and it's vital that we start noticing how other people are treating others and how you are, you know, how what's changed within you and what do you want to heal moving forward. So how, you know, so if you're looking at, say, new relationships, you really need to look at how is that person treating you, particularly when they're under pressure. Are they willing to take ownership over it and do the work? So for instance, are they expecting you to change? Hey, you're the problem, you shouldn't have done that. Or are they taking a moment to look at how did they react and what is it that they can do to heal themselves moving forward? Say you're in a relationship with a toxic person, you realize now that you might want to heal yourself. You might realize that actually, there's something wrong. Some people say, I've got a dodgy picker, or I don't know how to pick people. Then you're realizing you've got some sort of self-awareness that actually you're picking people that are trying to control you. You see, a lot of the time we might be confused with what love is. We might believe that control equals love, that control is love. So we don't actually feel worthy of being in a loving relationship because we feel that we have to be controlled or Someone that really loves us will want to control us. Someone that really loves us needs to know everywhere I am. So we might have an misunderstanding of what love is. And that is impacting the way you view yourself, as in you don't feel worthy of love, the real thing, and also impacting the way you view the world, where you feel victimized. You know, people are always trying to control you. This is where you know you want to work on yourself. Say you recognize that you're in a relationship that isn't healthy, and you recognize that there's a lot of turbulent moments and they make you feel really bad about yourself, and you decide, I'm going to work on myself and I'm going to work on how I show up in the world. And you do all of that work. I will assure you that if you've been in a toxic relationship, you know, you're trying to become a better version of yourself, and the narcissist spots that you're doing well and that you're stepping into your power and you're stepping into your own and you're becoming independent and you're showing up and taking ownership over you and how you show up, what do you think they will do? They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to be strong. They don't want you to get away and become independent. Narcissism is about dominance, power, and control. So the idea of you flying off and achieving your potential, no, that is not what they want, because that is a threat to them. They will never want you to be able to soar higher than them. So there's a lot of time people actually don't get over this, or they can't understand this, that the narcissist wants to break you down, that the narcissist has controlled you and programmed you to make sure that you don't, you know, reach your potential. And you might feel there's like a glass ceiling. No matter what you try, you just can't seem to fulfill your potential. You can't seem to get out of this and get yourself back like you used to. Let's look at this further. What's the difference between somebody taking action or not? Belief. Do you believe something is worth doing or not? How do you know something is worth doing? You have a certainty. You have a feeling of certainty. You have a level of certainty. Before you met the narcissist, you were certain, to some degree, that you would achieve, that you had it in you, that you could do it, and that you had the power to do that. That is where your power is, your certainty, that you're certain about you. You believed in you. And beliefs are powerful because they can either create or destroy. That's what beliefs do. They either create or destroy. And whether you are certain or not about achieving, fulfilling your dreams, of succeeding, it will make a huge difference in what you do. And that is the problem for most of us, is that we no longer are conscious of the fact that narcissist has created doubt within us, that we doubt ourselves now. We doubt who we are. We doubt, and we haven't consciously caught up to that fact that we haven't got the belief systems, that our belief systems have changed. Why? Because if we knew that our belief systems had changed and it was obvious, we'd do something about it. You see, then we'd be able to get out of the narcissist's clutches and get ourselves back if we were aware of what they were doing to us. That, I would say, is one of the biggest issues why people can't move on after narcissistic abuse. One of about three. Because of the beliefs they have now. Belief is nothing but a feeling of absolute certainty about what something means. If we doubt that we're worthy of love, we are literally saying that we don't believe that we are worthy, because we don't have the certainty after that narcissistic relationship whether we deserve love. If anything, they have shown us that we don't deserve love. They're breaking down our certainty. So in healing and in getting your power back, we have to become conscious of the beliefs that have been planted and the uncertainty within our beliefs now. because they will literally change our life when we can get our belief systems aligned to what we want. Because when we can become absolutely certain, we can bypass fear into courage and step through the door of love, self-love, that we're worthy enough to have what it is that we want. So the narcissist sets up this game that nobody can get higher than them. The way they treat you is basically saying that you are not worthy. You shouldn't be valued as an equal to me. So that you will always be less than them. That's the way they've treated you. And on a subconscious level, because of the way they've treated you, you are now uncertain about whether you should be able to be yourself, regardless of what the narcissist does. As far as the narcissist is concerned, you have to be less than me. They cannot tolerate a partner getting to a certain level, but, you know, that's exceeding them, you know, unless it suits them, of course. And that's the interesting part, that you might not even know the reason why you're holding yourself back, because it's been programmed into you where it's running you subconsciously. You see, the subconscious mind runs you where you're just not aware of consciously what you're thinking. And if we've been repeating something in our mind over and over again, or if someone else has repeated something over and over again, it basically gets programmed into our subconscious and it runs us 90 to 97% of the time. So whether if you've been in a narcissistic relationship, you can bet yourself that your belief systems have changed. So when you get out of a relationship with them, if you get healing and they see you getting happy and you're changing your belief systems, they'll try their best to ruin that happiness. As far as they're concerned, everything is about them. How dare you go ahead and be successful and happy and just move on with your life, even though I have. It's that kind of thing. They're going to wreck it for you. And so if you're in a relationship with them, or if you have been in a relationship with them, and this really froze a lot of people, it's because at the beginning, they were so happy for you being successful, because you made them look good. But over time, they will sense that they will feel insecure about your success. And if things aren't going well for the narcissist, or if you're doing slightly better than them, the narcissist will want to shut that down. And you might even feel this sense of fear of success as a result. You don't want to go for that job because you know it will help you. You will make up excuses of why. Overall, this is just not right. If two people are in a healthy relationship, both partners should be inspiring and helping and, you know, being like a good friend of wanting you to win, wanting you to succeed, and likewise, you wanting them to succeed. That's healthy, not knocking someone down because they're doing something. You know, they'll use any excuse. If someone else knocks you down, they'll come and do a dig. It might be passive aggressive, but you can bet yourself that they will be there making out that nobody will love you like I do, all that kind of stuff. Nobody married you. Look, I only married you. You know, anything to have a dig at you, even though you might have had 5 or 6 marriage proposals. See, I really want you to consider this for a moment. Do you believe that control is love? That someone that controls you is loving towards you? That love is when someone is trying to control you in some way. If you do, that means that you need to do some work on that before you go into a new relationship, because there's that belief system there that needs to be broken down and reconstructed. So you don't get into another relationship where you're being controlled because this is what you believe. You need to know how to get out of it. And you see, when you feel that love is control or control is love, there's only two options. Either we get controlled or we become lonely. And if that's how you feel, that it's either I'm controlled or I'm alone, then you need to do some work on this, because narcissists, despite their dominance to control which makes them like a bully. They're actually really afraid of being abandoned deep down, of being left behind. And at the core, this makes them very fragile. But they can't connect with their own fragility. They will say that it's your fault because they don't have the self-awareness. They don't have the empathy to even care for one moment of how that will impact on you. They don't consider how you feel. You see, all they think about is how they feel and that it's your fault. If they could be vulnerable with you, and let's be truly honest here, if they could, given the fact that you are probably an empath, you'd probably welcome them to have that conversation with you. You'd probably be there for them. You'd probably be open to having that conversation so that you could deepen your relationship, so that you could allow them to be vulnerable with you, so you could both be there for each other, lift each other higher. You see, I see this potential in you. You know, you want to succeed, you want to uplift others, you want to rise, and that is a healthy relationship. So you want to have a healthy relationship. The narcissist doesn't. And I think this is what throws people, is like, I don't understand why they wouldn't want to be happy for me. They don't, you can't comprehend that someone could be so vengeful. You just can't get that they would attack you because they want you to somehow feel not good enough. That's how they want you to leave you. They want to leave you in a space where you never feel good enough, so you can never get love again. And it's as simple as, you know, a simple mistake, they could accuse you of outrageous stuff. What do you think that's doing to your belief system every single time they do that? And I've seen so many people blame themselves, saying, what was I thinking? Maybe I shouldn't have said anything to them. You know, they weren't having a bad day. Are you kidding? Seriously, you're not allowed to celebrate you because of a narcissist? Of all the successes, of all the great things about you, you are not allowed to be lift higher. You've got to keep yourself small. What to be in a relationship? You've got to be submissive. Where are we living? What world are we living in? Are we in 2023 or whatever year you are listening to this in? So look, if you want to succeed, then we have to really consider, what do you need to change around your beliefs as a whole, and particularly around love? A relationship you should be able to share. They shouldn't suddenly change into a monster once they've got some sort of commitment. That is not a relationship. That is fear. That is living in fear. That is living in uncertainty. That is trauma. You shouldn't have to think, oh my gosh, let me assess. Are they having some sort of bad day? What kind of mood are they going to be in? You know, so that I don't trigger them into crying and yelling and screaming because I'm doing so well. So if you're in a relationship, you really need to work on yourself and start looking at who you are again. Now, I want to bring up boundaries because sometimes people think, you know, I'll put boundaries up and then I'll be able to be in a relationship with a narcissist. Boundaries do not work with narcissists. They will punish you. Boundaries are like, hey, are you saying you have the same amount of power that I do? Are you trying to be equal here? You're basically saying, I have power and worth too in a relationship. In this relationship, there's no room for that in a narcissistic relationship. If you want to relate to each other, they can't relate to you in that way. They're not going to hold space for you having a boundary in place. They don't have that concept. That's not even an option for them. If you want to be in a relationship with a narcissist, you have to get into the mindset. There is no relationship with a narcissist if you want to step into your power and for you to be who you are. If you have to see an interaction with narcissists, it's like dealing with a robot who will not understand you as a human being has needs. Hence why would you need boundaries? Because you don't have needs. Relationship is when we relate to each other in a humane way, that we're seeing each other as human beings, where we have empathy for each other. The reason why you can't be in a relationship with a narcissist is because they don't have empathy. And there's lots of different ways that narcissists will punish you. They'll abandon you. They will withhold from you. Could be money. They could humiliate you. They'll embarrass you. They'll use your children. They'll find some mistakes. And they're, so say if, you know, and then they'll compound on that. You know, one day they'll say things like, they'll mock you. They'll be passive aggressive. It doesn't matter what they say to your face. They will fear you being successful, so they have to keep you down. So that you have to look at, how has the narcissist programmed you, and how has that impacted you as a direct thing? Or have you got a programming in place where you think, oh, I just don't have the energy to move on and be happy anymore? I don't, you know, and it makes complete sense to invest in healing, but somewhere you won't even want to invest in your own healing because these programs are so deep and you've got so much fear around healing, you don't even want to let go and find happiness anymore. That's how much fear we can have. That's how much programming we can have about, I can't be happy. I can't actually, I'm not allowed to be happy. And then you'll start thinking, there's something wrong with me. I can't just get happy. And you'll try and go to all the wrong places to actually get help because you're self-sabotaging. So the narcissist wants nothing more than for you to be stuck, to be all alone, because they're going to say, no one will love you. Remember what I said? No one's going to love you the way I do. Fear is at the heart of every relationship with a narcissist. It's the fear that they're going to leave you. It's the fear that you're going to say the wrong thing. It's the fear of their rage. It's the fear of saying the wrong thing. It's the fear of doing and saying or doing the wrong thing. So as a person that's in a narcissistic relationship, you're going to shrink. You're going to shrink because you don't want to offend or get attention away from the narcissist or bother the narcissist. You'll get isolated. Because there's so much shame in what the narcissist has done, and there's so much shame in the fact that you're shrinking, you don't even want anyone to see you as your shrunken self. So you withdraw, you lose that support, and that support is what is essential, because you will start to gaslight yourself. And you need to have people surrounding you who believe in you, who see your reality, that see you, the truth of you, who you are, even if it's for a moment, you know, so that you're no longer governed by fear. Step by step, you start undoing what they've done. So it's really important that in everything in a narcissistic relationship leads to fear of being alone, fear of being single, fear of getting alone, being old and alone, fear of financial instability, fear for the children. You have to ask yourself, aren't you already really alone? I think the most loneliest times are when you're in a relationship with a narcissist and you're not in a relationship. They will never be there for you. They won't be there for you, by the way, when you're old. As soon as you have an illness, they'll be gone. They haven't got it in them to take care of you. It's going to be one of the most loneliest times of your life when you're in a relationship with a narcissist after the love bombing phase. When you start to heal, you realize you were alone all along, and yet you're living in this fear of being alone, and you're just trying to cover that loneliness up. But the loneliest time, if you're really honest with yourself, is being in that relationship and not even being seen. See, the narcissist is not going to take care of you. What you need to do is actually get into a space where you're no longer trying to engage with the narcissist in any way, where you're not defending, where you're not explaining, where you're not personalizing what they're doing. They don't have empathy. If you can do that, you know, that you'll be able to still get hope and be able to change and yourself, rather than have hope that they will change. When we start explaining, we start defending, when we start, you know, personalizing, when we start engaging with them in any way, what we're doing is actually forgetting who they are and getting into a space of hope. Every single time you do that, they will let you down and then you will feel hopeless. And that's your cycle. Hope that they will change, hopeless. Hope they'll change, hopeless. We need to get to a space where you're putting your hope into your life moving forward, because they don't care what you've got to say anyway. You've got to get to a point where you stop focusing on them and start healing yourself. If I can only reiterate something, is that you are worth it. You really are. And you need to get to a space of actually undoing the fear and start loving yourself. They don't care. No matter what they say, they don't care. And it doesn't matter what they do or don't do. You've got to really undo that subconscious beliefs around your self-worth. Because you're better off not saying anything to a narcissist. They're just not, it's not worth it, because they're not capable of acknowledging and responding to you where they are acknowledging your worth, ever. So what you need to do is start healing your worth, healing your self-love, you know, and get your self-esteem back, get your self-confidence back, and cultivate the most important thing ever, which is self-love, which is the antidote to fear. So if there's anything that you want to pay attention to, is how are you feeling around people? How do you feel? And if it gives you hope within yourself that you can do this, keep going with that. Keep healing with that. You know, and if people are putting you down, then maybe it's time to run and walk away, because you've got to protect yourself now and heal yourself like a loving parent would do to a child. So look, if you are interested in healing, then please do look. And this is only for serious people. Do look at doing the one-to-one session. Have a look in the comment section. But the most important thing that you can take away from today is love. Self-love. So keep, no matter what's happening, keep loving yourself no matter what. If you fall down, I love myself. It's okay. It's understandable. More understanding, more compassion, and more self-love. So you can get back to yourself and let go of all this fear. So sending you so much love. Till next time.